Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Minghui School Summer Camp participants share their progress, raising awareness of Falun Dafa in Trier, Germany's oldest city. It simply vanished. The incurable tumor in your brain is gone. Belgian young man, everything became more positive since learning Falun Dafa. Six Falun Gong practitioners arrested at post office for mailing criminal complaints against former dictator. And practitioners tortured for refusing to do hard labor. Now for the stories.
Minghui School summer camp participants share their progress. The seven-week-long Toronto Minghui School summer camp concluded on August 14, 2015. As in previous years, the campers experienced joys and improvement both in their cultivation and daily lives. Long-time wish fulfilled. The mother of Emily, a seven-year-old first-time camper from the U.S., said she had read about the camp in the past. "I was often touched by pictures of these kids doing meditation together. It's so lovely. I always hoped for Emily to be one of them." This year's six-week stay proved to be a rewarding experience for both Emily and her mother, who commented, "Before the camp, Emily only recognized about 60 Chinese characters, and she only did three of the exercises, skipping the Falun standing stance and the sitting meditation. Now she can read part of Juan Falun, write several Chinese characters, recite on Dafa like the other kids, and do all five exercises from beginning to end." The ancient Chinese stories she learned at camp gave Emily a better understanding of cultivation practice, such as the importance of improving xinxing, moral character. "I'm so happy for her," said her mother. "The best gift I can give you as a mother." Ryan Zhou, 10, was a conscientious and modest student. In the beginning, he could not read many Chinese words either, but he was not frustrated and did not complain. Instead, he listened attentively and volunteered to help some of the younger campers. He always had a positive attitude. If he saw two kids arguing with each other, he would go up and act as a peacemaker. His sincerity and smile are contagious, which often made the two who were at odds laugh, said Echo, Ryan's counselor. His biggest improvement came in doing the exercises. He used to move around during the meditation, and his movements were not accurate. Now he is able to sit still through the meditation. Quite amazing for a 10-year-old. Ryan's parents were always supportive. Once the campers had a homework assignment to ask their parents why practicing Falun Gong is a good thing to do. When Ryan asked his mother, who drove him to camp from 40 minutes away in Mississauga every day, the answer was, "It's the best gift I can give you as a mother." Learning perseverance. Perseverance is a positive attribute for children. Seeing many of these young kids extending their sitting meditation from 30 minutes to an hour, "I was so proud of them," said Kathy, another counselor. One time she saw 5-year-old Eric almost in tears from the pain of sitting with his legs crossed in the lotus position. "I helped him to take down his legs, but he was very determined and put them back himself. That almost moved me to tears," recalled Kathy. Another example was 7-year-old Ella, who overcame great difficulty to do the sitting meditation for an hour. "This was not only an excellent group environment for kids to improve together, it is also something that I often reflect on. Have we adult practitioners been as diligent as these children in our cultivation?" Improving xinxing. Besides enduring physical pain, these young campers also improved their xinxing. In the younger age group, each camper conducted a daily self-evaluation to see if they had studied the Falun Gong books, done the exercises, improved their xinxing through looking inward, and helped others. It took some time for them to understand what those last two items meant. "Does it mean I hit somebody and then I apologize to them?" asked a child. "No, that doesn't count," said Kathy. Then she gave an example. Another child hit 6-year-old Arvin, who did not cry but did fight back. When that child reported to the teacher that Arvin had hit him, Arvin came and apologized. He kept apologizing, saying it was his fault, never mentioning the other child had hit him in the first place. If we are able to be more tolerant of others and take each opportunity to do better ourselves, the world would be a much better place, explained Kathy. As more campers understood this and acted upon it, there were fewer conflicts at camp. Telling others about Falun Gong and the persecution. The last week of camp was residential and held in conjunction with another group of campers from many countries, including China. Qian Qian, 15, quickly became popular in the new group and made many friends. She told her new friends about Falun Gong and the persecution. When they learned about things they had not heard about back in China, five campers from China agreed to quit the Chinese Communist Party's youth organizations, the Youth League, and the Young Pioneers. Do you know that Qian Qian practices Falun Gong? I think it's a cool thing for us too, said one Chinese camper to another. Counselor, a process of increasing the capacity of your heart. As a first-year counselor, Echo has many stories to tell. There were 23 campers between the ages of 8 and 11 in my group. Since it was difficult to explain cultivation to them in depth, we played some audiovisual files from the Mingwei School and Mingwei Radio websites. As we continue to show them how a Falun Gong practitioner conducts oneself with a higher standard, these words began to sink in. It was always rewarding to see the campers make progress little by little, day by day. The biggest challenge for me was patience. Occasionally seeing two dozen kids playing around inside the classroom, I almost lost my temper. But when I reminded myself to consider this is a Xinxing test and handle it with compassion, the children would miraculously calm down. Other teachers also felt the same. One of them has been helping with Mingwei School for over 10 years. She once told me, the more compassion you have for these kids, the more miracles you will see. Now I know this is a process of increasing the capacity of your heart.
Raising awareness of Falun Dafa in Trier, Germany's oldest city. Tourists that visited Trier, Germany's oldest city, on July 25, 2015, had an unexpected encounter with Falun Dafa, an ancient spiritual practice. Falun Dafa practitioners demonstrated the peaceful Dafa exercises outside the Trier Information Center. Parade through downtown Trier. The procession included the Divine Land Marching Band, women dressed in white carrying flower-wreathed pictures of practitioners who have died as a result of the persecution, and practitioners holding banners with messages about the worldwide effort to bring Jiang Zemin to justice. Jiang is the former Chinese dictator who launched the persecution of the peaceful practice in 1999 in China. Tourists drawn to displays. Tourists were drawn to the many displays and learned more about the brutal persecution of the peaceful practice in China by talking with practitioners. People were stunned when they heard about the Chinese regime's atrocities committed against Falun Dafa, especially organ harvesting from living practitioners. Mr. Neinhaus, a high school teacher in a small town between Germany and the Netherlands, said that the Chinese communist regime's forced organ harvesting from living practitioners reminded him of the Nazis' concentration camps in World War II. Petition calls for an end to the persecution. Many people signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution. Peter, from a city near Rhein, watched the parade after he learned about the persecution and signed the petition at the practitioner's information table. He believes that the Chinese Communist Party can no longer restrict information because more and more Chinese people are able to break through China's internet firewall to learn the truth. If everyone opposes the persecution, as long as we persevere, the persecution will end, he said with confidence. Local media report on Dafa activity. Local media covered the event and interviewed practitioners. The media also published a video report on the event on its website. Historic landmark. Trier has a history of over 2,000 years. Porta Nigra, the best-preserved Roman-era city gate, is its most famous landmark and has been designated by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site. It is a must-see for many tourists from around the world.
It simply vanished. The incurable tumor in your brain is gone. My wife practices Falun Gong. a traditional cultivation practice for mind and body, she often told me how the practice can improve one's health, citing her own experiences and those of other practitioners. I didn't think much about it until an incident happened to me. One day in winter 2014, I had nausea and vomiting with nasal bleeding. My eyesight also went blurry. An examination at a major hospital indicated a walnut-sized brain tumor. It is life-threatening, and we have to schedule surgery, said the doctor. The medical expenses range from 90,000 to 120,000 yuan, a huge sum for us. I had no choice but to use all my savings, and I still had to borrow a large portion from relatives. When I had scraped the money together, however, the doctor notified me that further examination showed that the tumor was next to a nerve. A surgery like this could easily take your life or cause paralysis, he said. Because he felt it too risky, he canceled the surgery, my only hope for remission. In other words, in the doctor's view, the brain tumor was incurable. My wife, on the other hand, did not give up. Only Falun Gong can save you, she said to me. Please sincerely recite in your mind, Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. She often talked to me about Falun Gong, and sometimes I helped her in preparing Falun Gong truth-clarifying materials, so it was natural for me to follow her suggestion. One day in a dream, I saw many disgusting insects under a membrane inside my head. I collected them with the inner lining of my brain, dumped them on the ground, and crushed them with my feet. When I told my wife about this, she was very happy. This could be a hint that the illness in your brain has been taken care of, she said. I had been in the hospital during my illness, but I was discharged when they decided they could do nothing more for me. I immediately began to learn the Falun Gong exercises from my wife. Within 3 days, my vision recovered and I could read Juan Falun, the main text of Falun Gong. For the next 2 weeks, I had diarrhea, but I was not worried. I knew it was part of the body cleansing of a practitioner. 4 weeks after my initial diagnosis, I went back to the hospital for a follow-up examination. This time, the diagnosis was very different. I don't know what happened, said the doctor with surprise and excitement. But the incurable tumor in your brain is gone. It has simply vanished. My wife and I looked at each other and smiled. After my wife explained the entire story, the doctor was convinced. He said he would not only support Falun Gong, but he wanted to separate himself from the communist regime that has been so ruthlessly persecuting this wonderful practice. He immediately renounced his membership in the Chinese Communist Party.
Belgian young man, everything became more positive since learning Falun Dafa. While attending the 2015 New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference last May, 24-year-old Lorenz Duchamps from Belgium was interviewed by Minghui on his experience in practicing Falun Dafa. He and his family, father, mother, and sister, all practice Falun Dafa. While other members of his family started practicing Falun Gong 8 years ago, Lorenz didn't join them at first. At the time, I was not in a good mental state and didn't really see the point of what I was doing in my life. I used to smoke and go out a lot, he said. About 2 years ago, Lawrence stopped to reflect on his life. I was thinking about everything, and I searched. I hung out with my parents a lot more. We talked a lot, and they said, you really should read this book, Juan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa. You have to start thinking about life. At that moment, something happened to me, said Lawrence. I felt pure energy in my body that I cannot really describe. I started cultivating, and it really changed everything. The relationship with my father and mother, with myself, with my workplace, everything changed. Everything became more positive. It's a really beautiful practice, and I would recommend it to everyone, Lawrence said. Lawrence said that along with his mental elevation came physical improvements. I used to sleep a lot more. When I wasn't practicing, I would sleep 8 to 9 hours, but I would still feel unmotivated and had negative energy. Since I've started practicing, I can do very well with 5 to 6 hours of sleep. It changed me a lot in that regard. I didn't have many health problems before, but now I feel a lot more energetic and positive. Working at a bakery, Lorenz deals with a lot of customers. He said that he tries to always conduct himself with Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. My work requires a lot of tolerance. Customers sometimes complain and make all kinds of demands. Now it's very easy for me because when I look at the example given by teacher, the founder of Falun Dafa, Mr. Li Hongzhi, he is very patient and kind when answering all kinds of questions. I became a lot more tolerant. You see life differently and have more compassion towards other people. The harmonious energy that Falun Dafa brings really follows you in your daily life. You become a lot more kind, patient, harmonious, and serene toward others. It's really beautiful. Helping to stop the persecution. Lawrence said that he is saddened by the persecution of Falun Dafa in China and the fact that many people have misconceptions about Falun Dafa due to the Chinese government's propaganda. He often spends his off hours at the tourist spots telling Chinese tourists what Falun Dafa really is. They, Chinese people, are often very shocked to see a Western practitioner, especially a young Western practitioner. My Chinese is not great, so I would play recorded messages for Chinese people. Some people would listen very attentively. One time, an elderly man stayed for 10 minutes. I didn't say anything. I was just standing there, being very compassionate in my heart. He was really moved, and he started to cry. He was very thankful to me for playing this voice recording, because he knows the whole story about Falun Dafa now. Lawrence and his friends, who practice Falun Dafa, hold activities at the European Parliament, urging the politicians to help stop the persecution, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Politicians came out of their meetings just to tell us how shocked they were about what is happening in China today, and that people in China don't know the true picture because the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, is keeping everything covered up. I was very moved by this. When I first shared the news about organ harvesting at my workplace, many people didn't even believe it because it was so shocking, Lawrence explained. Earlier this year, a popular program called Telefax VTM broadcast a movie called Human Harvest, a film made in Canada on organ harvesting in China. Lawrence said that it had a big impact on the people he met. He said, "More people are seeing that this is really happening and realize that it's all of our responsibility to stop it."
Six Falun Gong practitioners arrested at post office for mailing criminal complaints against former dictator. Six Falun Gong practitioners from Suzhou, Jiangsu province, were arrested at a post office for questioning why their criminal complaints against former dictator Jiang Zemin were withheld. They had dropped off the complaint letters 5 days earlier, but the post office handed them over to police instead of processing them. While being interrogated at the police station, the six practitioners reiterated that they intended to bring Jiang to justice for initiating the violent persecution of Falun Gong that has caused tremendous harm to them and other practitioners. Three of them were released that same day, while the other three returned home the next day. Mail turned over to police. The practitioners handed their packages to the mailman on July 4, 2015, using the express mail service EMS. Their packages were expected to arrive at the Supreme People's Court and Supreme People's Procuratorate in Beijing in 2 to 3 business days. When the practitioners checked the status of the mail on July 6th, however, it was still in Suzhou. On July 7th, the police went to plaintiff Fang Fengzhen's home and workplace, but weren't able to find her. By July 8th, the mail status still hadn't been updated. Suspecting that the post office had withheld their mail, the six practitioners went to inquire on July 9th. The manager told them that the mail had been turned over to the police and that there was a new rule from their supervisors that they can't process complaints against Jiang Zemin. Arrested and threatened by police. While the practitioners were talking to the post office manager, he ordered one of his staff members to call the police. About 15 officers arrived and arrested the six practitioners. Three of the practitioners were released that evening after hours of interrogation. The other three, however, were kept at the police station overnight. Officers ransacked their homes shortly after their arrest and confiscated their computers, printers, cell phones, and Falun Gong books. The head of the local 610 office threatened the three practitioners that their legal complaints against Jiang and the items seized from their homes were enough to sentence them. The police did not allow the practitioners to sleep that night and arranged people to monitor them. They were monitored even when using the bathroom. Ms. Fang Fengzhen was locked in a cage and later forced to sit on the tile floor overnight. The next morning, she experienced nausea, dizziness, and leg pain. The police forced the practitioners to apply their fingerprints on the interrogation record before releasing them the next afternoon.
Practitioners tortured for refusing to do hard labor. One of the workrooms in the Jilin Women's Prison is specifically designated for Falun Gong practitioners who are confined in the No. 8 ward. The workroom holds about 100 people. Although other workrooms are scattered throughout the prison, practitioners from this ward are taken to this particular workroom to do hard labor. They are forced to work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with no breaks. They then have to attend a brainwashing session from 7 to 8 p.m. Ms. Liu Fong, Ms. Fu Guihua, and six other practitioners in the No. 8 ward began a work strike on June 20, 2015. Ms. Liu Fong tortured. The guards in charge of the No. 8 ward began to torture Ms. Liu in late June. They took her to her torture chamber on the first floor. Ms. Liu's 70-year-old father had asked to see her many times. The officials declined his request and claimed that it was prison policy. Guards used various methods to torture Ms. Liu, including handcuffing and shackling her to the ground, hanging by her hands tied behind her back, and tying her to a bed. She was also forced to sit on the floor with her legs straight out and one hand tied to a bed. One guard sat on her back and pushed her head towards her knees, while another pulled her arm. She was forced to sit on a small stool for hours without moving, causing festering sores to develop on her buttocks. She was not allowed to use the toilet after 5 p.m. Her hair turned gray at age 47. One guard claimed that they were giving her a special treatment and were not torturing her. The team leader in the No. 8 ward was in charge of torturing Ms. Liu. This guard claimed that she was not afraid of retribution for her brutal actions. Ms. Fu Guihua monitored. The guards began to rigorously control Ms. Fu on July 4th. She was transferred to cell 207 and is being monitored by a guard named Tu Qiang and an inmate. Because of the torture, she has back pain and suffers cramps in her legs and arms. She is not allowed to have contact with her family, and the guards kept the five letters she wrote to her family. Ms. Fu asked her family to file a criminal complaint against Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, in May 2015. When the family visited the prison on July 20th, a guard claimed that the prison section needed to approve the complaint letter before Ms. Fu could sign it. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.